for those who want to dig deep and grow strong. This is the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and teacher, Jeff Kinley. It's time to power up your faith and take your walk to the next level. Now, here's Jeff with today's podcast.
Hey, thank you for your patience in waiting for a new podcast to come out. Just been a really crazy time. I'm trying to finish up a book project, and with my travel schedule and everything else that's going on, teaching a weekly Bible study on Revelation here locally, and then also Jeff Kinley Live TV show, record every week. So a lot going on, a lot on my plate, not always like this, but there are seasons when God just says, hey, double duty time, you know, so that's what's been going on. So we want to hop into this last podcast that I'm doing on Global Reset, this new book that Dr. Mark Hitchcock and I have written together. By the way, it has gone, it has earned a number one new release badge in three different categories on Amazon. Spiritual warfare, prophecy, and social issues. Go figure. But, you know, God is blessing this. And there are ministries out there that are ordering hundreds of copies of this book as their giveaway for their ministry. And perhaps you have some people, maybe you've read the book. If you haven't read the book, get the book. And if you've read the book, maybe you'd say, hey, this would be a great gift that I can give to someone else. You can gift people items on Amazon or other ministries as well. But I encourage you to do that because we are living in the time of the formation of this global reset. The big question that people ask is, how far do you think this global reset will go before it becomes real? Well, let me just, a couple of things just to keep your eye on, okay? One is the digital economy. President Joe Biden has already signed an executive order. Of course, his pen has got to be out of ink. He has signed more executive orders, I think, than any president in history. I could be wrong about that, but I know in the first few days, he signed more than the Trump administration did, I think the entire 4 years Trump was in office. Anyway, the whole point is this, is that executive order signed by Joe Biden to basically check out, what would it be like if we were just in America, just a completely digital economy? In other words, there's no cash, there's no change, there are no checks. Everything's digital. And Joe Biden, despite his struggle cognitively, he still has moments where he understands exactly what he's doing. And what he's doing with the digital economy is he knows that it is just a step two. First base is the digital economy, and step two is making some more executive orders which say, you know, if there's a transaction or commerce between individuals or groups that we deem to be radical, i.e. Christians, i.e. conservatives, those who like to drive a gas-powered car, those who like to eat meat, those who like air conditioning, whatever it might be, that we can throttle them, their economy. We can go in and freeze their banking. This has already been done in Canada with the whole Canadian trucker thing. And you and I are beyond naive if we don't think it can happen here. Because we're living under a godless regime. And so if there's a digital economy, the closer we get to a full-on digital economy, that just simply means that that's step one. Step two is the government is able to trace every single transaction that you make. In other words, unless you go down a back alley and trade a tennis ball for a baseball or a pair of shoes for a head of lettuce, everything else is trackable. And trust me, grocery stores, gas stations, your giving, anything that comes in or out of your bank account, they can trace it. They know where it's coming from. They know where it's gone. And if they don't like it, my friend, it's total control. Now, I don't know how close we'll get to that before the rapture, but that's something to keep your eyes on. Second thing is, watch what's happening in Europe right now. I received an email from a man in the Netherlands, a farmer in the Netherlands. And I don't know if you know what's going on over there. You just need to look it up. The farmers there have lost their minds over what the government is trying to do to them. And essentially what's happening is the government is making the laws so strict and also buying up land over in the Netherlands where the farmers can't make a living anymore. They don't want the farmers to have control over their own crops. And they don't like what they're growing, and they don't like the amount that they're growing. They don't like the gas emissions from their tractors. All these things is all a part of climate change. It's all a part of the World Economic Forum's agenda. And these farmers are in an uproar over there. I mean, they've lined the highways in protest. And we in this country, in this administration, is like a 10-year-old girl on the playground watching the popular girl. And then she goes and mimics what the popular girl does, what she wears, how she acts, the way she interacts with boys, everything. That's what this presidential administration is doing. It's watching Europe, and then it's going to try to mimic it here. Okay? So that is where we are. So there's a whole lot more in this book, Global Reset. But I want to conclude this little podcast series on the book by talking about God's reset. Satan has a global reset, a great reset that he is in the process of trying to implement right now through various means. It's not a one centralized push, but it's happening in many different ways through the European Union, through the World Economic Forum, through the World Health Organization, through governments, through Canada's government, through the American government. And the World Economic Forum has players that they have trained. You can look this up. This is not conspiracy. People that have attended their institutes and been a part of their training who are now in charge of countries or who have key roles in administrations, including the United States. And so here's the point. The point is Satan is trying to implement his global reset, but there is another reset that's coming. It's God's reset. It's God's final reset on planet Earth. Hey, planet Earth does need fixing. But the problem is not climate change or capitalism. The problem is not conservatism or nationalism. The problem is sin. And Jesus is going to do something about that. The Bible tells us that the rapture of the church is what I believe is the next prophetic event on God's calendar. And following that, as we outline in the book, there's going to be 7 years where God is going to unleash a series of judgments upon humanity and upon the planet. And what God's going to send is going to be climate change on steroids, my friend. And it's also going to be something that is going to send the planet into terror. And the Bible tells us that there's going to be a series of seal judgments, 7 of those, trumpet judgments, 7 of those, and bowl judgments, 7 of those. There's going to be the rise of Antichrist. There are going to be wars. There's going to be a fourth of the entire population of the earth killed early on in the tribulation period through the combination of the second, third, and fourth seal judgments. There's going to be bloody hail and fire, and a third of the vegetation destroyed. There's going to be fireballs from heaven. A third of the oceans are going to be polluted. There's going to be a falling star from heaven in the third trumpet judgment. A third of the fresh water is going to be polluted. There's going to be darkness fall upon the kingdom of Antichrist, and a third of the sun, the moon, and the stars are going to be darkened. There's going to be a demonic invasion that will torment men for 5 months. These flying, giant flying locust scorpion creatures, demonic creatures tormenting men. There's going to be a demonic army of 200 million demons unleashed on the population of Earth, and a third of mankind's going to be killed. There's going to be open boils and sores on every single person who takes the mark of the beast. There's going to be the water of all marine life is going to die as the water is turned to blood. There's going to be freshwater contamination. There's going to be intense scorching heat where God turns up the heat of the sun, as it were. There's going to be another darkness upon Antichrist's kingdom, along with pain, so much pain that the Bible says in Revelation 16, verses 10 and 11, that people chew on their tongues. That's how tormenting the darkness is going to be. And then it says, for the third time, it says that men blaspheme God. That's a whole other subject. But these are judgments, and there'll be a judgment upon Babylon. And then at the end of this whole thing, after giant earthquake, the biggest earthquake in the history of history, there's going to be a gathering of all the armies of the earth, according to Revelation 16, at Armageddon, at the Valley of Megiddo. And those armies are going to come together not to fight one another, but as the Bible says, to fight against God. To fight against God. And the crazy thing about that is that they really do think they can take on God. They think they can actually defeat God. And of course, they're in for a rude awakening, but this tells you something about how arrogant sin and even the Antichrist really is. This says in chapter 16, verse 14, for these demons who perform signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them together for the war of the great day of God the Almighty. And as they're gathered on that battlefield, something's going to happen. There's going to be a remnant of Jews that are in hiding in the wilderness, and they're going to call upon the name of the Lord. They're going to call on Yeshua. They're going to call, and they're going to say, blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. They're going to say, Lord, we want you. We need you. We're desperate for you. And Jesus is going to burst through the clouds, riding the most magnificent white horse of victory that the world has ever seen. There's a crown on his head. The Bible says in Revelation 19 that his eyes are like a flame of fire. Upon his head are actually many crowns, and he has a name written upon himself which no one knows except himself. He's clothed with a robe dipped in blood, perhaps prefiguring the blood he's about to shed, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. That's you and me and the angels of heaven. We're following behind him, and Jesus Christ is going to come back at his second coming, and he is going to speak a word through the sword of his mouth, and he is going to annihilate, obliterate, decimate his enemies. And the Bible puts it this way, and from his mouth comes a sharp sword so that with it he may smite the nations, and he may rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. Earlier in Revelation, when speaking of Babylon, God condemned Babylon by saying this. It says, Babylon the great is fallen, she who has made all the nations drink of the wine of her, wine of the passion of her immorality. And the Bible repeats that, in fact, over again in chapter 18 says, fallen, fallen is Babylon the great. But the Bible says that God is going to bring wine as well. In other words, he's saying to the kingdom of Antichrist, you enjoy making people drink the wine of the passion of your immorality? I've got a cup for you. And God's going to bring a cup to the nations, and it's going to be a cup that's going to be filled with a wine from the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And the Bible says in verse 16, on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is a conquering Messiah. He's not a weak Messiah walking around in sandals, blessing children, as what the world thinks of Jesus, by the way. He's not some peacenik, some social justice warrior, some petty philosopher, some figure of history, some religious icon. No, he's the King of all the kings on the earth. and he lords it over them. And the Bible says he's going to come and he's going to kill every single soldier, commander, president, prime minister on that battlefield. And the false prophet and the Antichrist will be thrown alive into the lake of fire. The Bible says that the birds of the air are going to come and they're going to feast, gorge themselves on those dead bodies and the blood of those millions upon millions of soldiers. And in chapter 20, we see a new millennial kingdom. The Bible says in chapter 20, six times in six verses, it says, and Satan was bound for 1,000 years. And the Bible says that in verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast in his image, had not received the mark on their forehead or on their hand, and they came to life, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. It says it again in verse 6, they will be priests of God, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. And then after that 1,000 years is done, guess what else is going to happen? God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And the Bible says that this new heaven, this that we're going to experience, involves the new Jerusalem. And the new Jerusalem, I believe, is the Father's house that Jesus has been creating these 2,000 years for us in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. And the Bible says that there's going to be a loud voice from the thrones in that day saying the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell with them. In other words, he's going to be with us, and we're going to be his people. It says, and God himself shall be among them. We're going to be with God. That's what heaven is, by the way. It says he'll wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there'll no longer be any death, no longer any mourning or crying or pain, and the first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. I'm making all things new. And he said to me, John says, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. Without cost. There's so much more. We can talk. You can read it in your Bible in Revelation 21, 22. And we talk about this in one of our final chapters called The Final Reset. God is going to make everything right. You see, as my buddy Mark Hitchcock says, the God who made the world is the God who can reset the world. The God who made the world is the one who can reset the world. If he created it, he can recreate it, right? Christ and Christ alone can do these things. And it's going to be a glorious, glorious time, a time of permanent peace, perpetual happiness, pervasive glory, prevailing justice, perfect health care, and profound prosperity. I mean, what else do people want in the world but to be happy, to be healthy, and to be prosperous? And in those days, you're not going to need a bank account to be prosperous. Listen, I could go on and on and on. You get the idea. The Millennium Kingdom is going to be a time of great utopia, and the paradise that humans have always written about, dreamed about, and imagined only infinitely better. Chuck Swindoll puts it this way. We have this quote in our book. The book of Revelation promises a golden age in which all the weapons of warfare will be fashioned into implements of peace. Prosperity will be shared. Peace will become the banner of all people. The light of justice will illumine every corner of the world. This condition will not be achieved through educational funding, political change, social programs, cultural awakenings, or even religious revival. True global transformation will occur only when Satan and his minions are ousted, allowing Jesus Christ and his glorified saints to rule over the earth. You're going to rule with him. That is your future. So no matter what happens in the next few years, that's your future. God's reset is coming as well. Get this book, Global Reset. Hey, before we wrap up today's program, make sure that you've downloaded the Vintage Truth app, and you can see that on my website. You can also sign up for my monthly newsletters. I'm sending out two or three newsletters a month, and you can kind of be up to date with what's happening. And then finally, if this ministry has meant something to you, would you consider supporting this gospel global ministry of getting God's vintage truth out to the world. And you can do that by going to jeffkinley.com, click on that donate support tab, and all the information is there. If you need more information, send me a note and I'll help you out. But consider supporting, but for more than anything else, please pray for this ministry. Pray for God's protection on me, that I'll be faithful to do what He's called me to do. That is really all that matters. God bless you. I'll talk to you next time with the Vintage Truth Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.